Tom?
So two quick questions, Mark. One is, I've made people really hypothyroid.
Right. Yeah.
So it's just something for docs to watch. I mean, the guys who use it in renal cell are well aware of this, but one of the reasons it's such a good drug in thyroid cancer
right.
is it really makes you hypothyroid. So right. that's one thing to keep in mind. The second thing is, when I talk to the renal docs, I get the feeling that they think that the 4-2 schedule is better. And when I saw your waterfall plot, I couldn't help but thinking, ugh, that definitely looked better to me. I also have real concerns about the tolerability of 4-2.
Right.
What's your gut on activity, tolerability of 4-2 versus the continuous dosing?
First, the thyroid stuff. Just actually this week got a letter to the editor from JCO by someone all of us know in this room about this issue of, is this the mechanism of fatigue, that being hypothyroidism, and should patients be monitored closely and given thyroid supplement? This, apparently, the renal docs and other docs are much more sensitive to this issue than we are. There are some patients on this trial. The thyroid function testing was not any part of this phase 2 trial.
Right.
We did what the protocol said to do. There were several patients on this trial when they became fatigued, and it typically happened 2 to 3 weeks into the first cycle, that I would check a TSH and it would be high. During the 2-week break, it would come back down. And so the question is, how do you sequence in the Synthroid and all that kind of stuff? I began checking a baseline TSH on many of these patients that went on this trial, and I wasn't necessarily convinced that supplementation really made a big difference versus giving patients a break. I just don't have enough experience to know that.
Tony?
2171, we have to do TSHs typically. And they get hypothyroid.
Yeah.
Okay, we replace
it. And
it
may be the case on sunitinib.
They replace it, they don't feel any better.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fatigue is the fatigue is not from the hypothyroidism.
Vince? Yeah. The flip side is a little hypothyroidism may not be bad for the cancer. You know, there's a literature on that.
Yes, yeah. There is.
And yeah. I actually have a one poignant case in my practice is someone who had Graves' disease, whose BAC was growing on Iressa Tarceva, and we finally got her normalized, and on the same dose of Tarceva now, she's been stable for 3 years.
Getting back to your second question about dose schedule yeah. activity, you know, I share your concern about the 4-250 milligram dose schedule looking much better. Again, this is not a randomized comparison.
Right.
You have to be careful. One of the things that, you know, we've taken this into 2 CLGB trials, a maintenance trial in a second-line trial that I mentioned before. At least in our discussions with CTEP, we felt that the toxicity profile of the 50 milligram dose probably was not good for that kind of study in terms of a maintenance study after first-line therapy. Although, so we'll see.